I couldn't see that it would harm anyone or anything if I sampled it one more time. I mean, she'd said it wasn't poison, right? And that little fizzy sour taste sure had covered up the... Yes, it definitely helped to get the gooey grasshopper taste out of my... But you know what? All at once, I became aware of something else, something truly remarkable. I felt a rush of energy. It was small at first, as the tingle in my mouth moved out to other portions of my exhausted body. It tickled my nose, then my ears, then moved down my spine and out to the end of my tail. By George, all at once, I felt 5 years, 25 years younger. Boy, what a kick in the pants that stuff had. Woo-wee! And by then, all the pieces of the puzzle had begun to fall into place. I had stumbled into an incredible scientific discovery, perhaps the most important discovery of the century. Anything that could stimulate a root could revive and restore a worn-out ranch dog. I was getting stronger by the minute. Was it just my imagination? No, surely not, for I could feel waves of thermonuclear energy moving through my body. I could hardly sit still. In fact, I began hopping around in a circle. It happened that Drover came up at that very moment. He twisted his head to the side and gave me a puzzled look. Gosh, what's gotten into you? I thought you were worn to a frizzle. Ha ha! That's the way it used to be, Drover, but no more. I've become a dynamo of energy.
I'll be darned. Must have been that grasshopper, huh?
Not at all, my friend, for you see... All at once it occurred to me that, there might be reasons, security reasons, for concealing the true nature of my test results. I mean, we weren't 100% sure of our conclusions, right? And although Drover was a nice little mutt and a true friend, that didn't mean that I had to tell him everything. Don't forget the old saying, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. And the other old saying, Russian fools jump in where angels fear the tread. What did that mean? I wasn't sure exactly, but it was a wise old saying. Drover wasn't a Russian dog, but he was definitely a fool. The point is that Drover didn't need to know. Yes, you're exactly right, Drover. It was the grasshopper.
I'll be darned. The one I ate must have been a dud.
The one you ate wasn't big enough or green enough. It's the big green ones that contain the higher octane levels. By the way, Drover, would you care to wrestle?
Wrestle? I don't think so. It's too hot, and besides, this old leg...
I jumped him, threw him over my shoulder, and pinned him to the ground. I just couldn't resist a chance to wrestle. I mean, I was burning up with vitality. Drover whined for me to let him up, so I did. Began looking around for another, shall we say, sparring partner. My eyes fell upon Pete, who had ventured outside Sally Mae's yard and was slinking across the gravel drive. I threw all engines into fast forward, spun my paws on the gravel, and went roaring after Precious Kitty. He knew something was up. Perhaps he saw the fire in my eyes. He stopped in his tracks, humped his back, and began to hiss. Bad move. Just before I got there, he figured out the obvious, that his hissing couldn't stop a freight train. He sold out and ran to the nearest tree. On another occasion, he would have been safe in the tree. And as a matter of fact, on reaching the first limb, he turned a haughty little smirk at me and stuck out his tongue. Ha, ha! Little did he know, I didn't stop at the base of the tree fellers. I climbed that rascal, which caused panic and pandemonium amongst the kitties, so to speak. He screeched and hissed and climbed higher. I followed. This was fun. I had never climbed a tree before. Whoopee! What a lark! Pete scratched and clawed his way out to the tiny branches at the end of a limb, and I, sort of ran out of structural support for my enormous body, you might say, and fell out of the tree. Good thing old Slim was down there greasing the trailer bearings. Otherwise, I might have hit the ground with a thud, but there he was, and I landed on his head. Boy, was he shocked. What a riot. Hat, glasses, bearings, and grease flew in all directions. That woke him up, I'll bet. Whilst he stared at me with wide eyes, I gave him a huge lick on the face and went bounding away to find another source of entertainment. Good honk. I just got hit by a falling dog. Righto! And I was just getting warmed up. It was my good fortune just then to see 7 pecking chickens up ahead. How perfect! You know how much I love to bulldoze chickens. It's one of the greatest thrills this life has to offer, even better than treeing cats, because the chickens flutter and flap and make a lot more noise than a cat. Wow! It was great, wonderful, terrific. Feathers and chickens flew in all directions. It was one of the most meaningful experiences of my entire career. The only trouble was that it ended in a matter of seconds. And once you've scattered all the chickens, fellers, it's hard to go back to life's dull routines. I trotted past Slim and gave him a big grin. He was trying to wipe the axle grease off his glasses, and he didn't look too happy about it. You doofus dog, what were you doing up in that tree? He would never understand. Nobody would understand. I had just discovered a secret energy source and had transformed myself into Turbo Pooch, half dog and half bulldozer. As I approached Rover, he began backing away.
Hank, something's come over you. I think that grasshopper must have been eating dynamite and gasoline. I've never seen you act this way before. I'm kind of worried about you.
Ha! Don't worry about me, kid. Worry about the rest of the world. Come on, let's wrestle some more. Let's go a few rounds of boxing. Let's run a 5-mile race. Let's tear down a few trees. He kept backing away.
You know, Hank, I'd love to do all that, but it's awful hot and this old leg sure has been giving me fits.
Yeah? Well, let's just yank it off. His eyes crossed. I laughed. Just kidding, Drover. Don't be so serious. Relax and enjoy life.
How can I relax when you're acting so weird?
I don't know, pard. As a matter of fact, I'm having a little trouble relaxing myself. I mean, 1 hour ago, I could hardly stay awake. Now I can't find enough things to do to burn up all this energy.
That was quite a grasshopper.
A what? Oh, yes, of course. The grasshopper. Yes, indeed. That was quite a... My ears shot up. They had just picked up the sounds of an incoming vehicle. Come on, son. We've got an interception job to do. Hot dog.
Yeah, that's me. I'm a hot dog, and I don't want to run, because that'll just make me a hot dogger. I'll meet you around front.
I hit full throttle, spun all 4 paws on the gravel, and went ripping around the south side of the house. I intercepted the IV up by the shelter belt, and provided escort all the way to the front of the machine shed. Actually, I did more than that. I got bored with mere escort duty and began biting the front tires. Yes, I knew it was dangerous, but I didn't care. I seemed to have developed a taste for danger. That's odd, isn't it? I mean, all this wild energy had come from a bucket of plant food. Hi, George. If that stuff had affected Sally Mae's shrubberies and flowers the way it affected me, they'd have been running all over the ranch. Wouldn't that have been something to see? Sally Mae chasing her petunias and dragon snappers and hollyhockers through the home pasture? Well, I was having such a big time snapping at the tires that I didn't notice to who or whom the pickup belonged. Or to put it another way, I didn't notice that the driver was Billy, our neighbor to the east. You remember Billy? Maybe not. The most important detail I can tell you about Billy is that he had several dogs, and one of them happened to be the most gorgeous collie gal in the whole world. And you'll never guess who was sitting in the back of the pickup.